What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we're going to go right back to the phones to Fran in Washington State. Aloha, Fran. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Greetings to you and Claire. I wanted to call you the day after the, you know, midterms, but you were way too busy. So I've waited till now. My observation, in Washington State here, we have paper ballots that are mailed to us with a voter's pamphlet, and there are drop-off locations in every neighborhood, and we don't have voter fraud. And I don't understand why the rest of the country can't do that.
Well, can I very gently suggest that maybe the system you describe to me is wide open? You may have voter fraud that you're simply unaware of. Because once you have the ballots going back and forth in the mail, they're subject to being tampered with.
But the reality is,
to answer your the larger question, though, is that the politicians don't want there to be a verifiable, accurate election system in this country because having a crooked, rigged system frees them from the voters, and they can spend all their time, you know, bowing to the ultra rich. And they don't have to worry about what those pesky voters are thinking.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
The only time when the ballots come through the mail, they are blank. I mean, they're not, they have all the bubbles to fill out, but it's you that fills them out, and then you hand carry it to a drop-off location that's in your neighborhood. So once
yes.
it's filled out, it goes from your hand into that box. And so it doesn't go through the mail when it's filled out.
Yeah, but what happens if somebody is able to get into that box and take out the ballots that you and your neighbors have filled out and put in a bunch of other ballots that have been filled out in a slightly different direction?
At the box that I go to when there's an election going on, there are uniformed election workers that take your ballot and put them in the box for you. It's a drive-up situation at a public library. So, yeah, I suppose we could have fraud about who counts them. Everybody can do that. But the machines are not involved between you and your ballot and the collection point.
No, but I mean, how are the ballots actually counted? Is there a central tabulation center?
Oh, sure.
Well, again, we're finding out the machines themselves are suspect. We need a whole top-down overhaul of our election system. And again, as a starting point, I'm not saying this is the definitive final solution, but as a starting point over on my page, just underneath my ridiculously outdated picture, how to have honest elections, and that's a good starting point. Anyway, Fran, you know, I remember the Washington State elections because Claire and I lived there very, very briefly. But thank you for the phone call, and we're going to take one more call from Joe.
Wait, one more thing.
What?
I saw the new tax bracket, and if you make $9,000 a year, you're taxed 10%. What the heck?
That is a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Now we're going to switch over to Joe in Alaska. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your minds?
Aloha, Mike. The grand solar minimum. Did you see that picture that's been going on, the last couple of days? Not a single sunspot.
Oh, that's been the case all year.
Well, my point is, this grand solar minimum has been building over the last couple cycles.
Yes.
And what I wanted to point out is this relationship between CO2 in the ocean and sea level rise has more to do with sequestration. The sea level rise, of course, is has more to do with thermal expansion than it does melting glaciers. I'm here in Nome, Alaska.
We need to back up a little bit, okay? With the grand solar minimum, the planet is cooling. Even NASA is now admitting that. And it's been determined by taking measurements at various islands around the world that the oceans are not, in fact, rising, and that the global warming enthusiasts were sort of fudging their reports by finding coastal areas that are in the process of where the land is sinking. It's not the water that's rising. It's the ground that's subsiding, which can happen if you know what the underlying geology is. You can basically pick that on up. But there's absolutely no question that those who are out there saying, CO2 is going to warm the planet were absolutely wrong. And even NASA is now admitting that CO2 acts as an atmospheric coolant.
That
it is, in fact, solar energy that is controlling climate here on Earth. And all the other effects. And we're looking now at this storm that just hit the northeast of the United States. It was so bad, it caught everybody off guard. People were spending the night in airports and schools. There was 12-hour gridlock traffic. Drivers literally fell asleep in their cars, had to be woken up by officers. The Bayonne Bridge has been shut down.
I read that.
Cars can't make it up the incline in the snow. So,
check out this headline. Alaska's oldest newspaper, the Nome Nugget, that's where I'm at.
Yep.
October in Nome, warmest in over a century. Scientists predict late freeze-up, ice loss, and early spring breakup. Now, that was a presentation by a UAF professor here last week.
Yeah.
But, no, my point is there's a lag in the climate over what the sun has been doing. And it doesn't happen overnight.
No, of course not. But we have been seeing these increasingly harsh winters for almost 10 years now.
But on the other hand, a different global circulation, for instance, during the last ice age, supposedly left Alaska a lot warmer. And I've been a charter member of Alaskans for Global Warming for a long time. So I still got my fingers crossed to there. But, you heard about this report that came out of Scripps Institute last week, I think it was.
Which report was that one?
It was a mathematical error in their data.
Yes. Let me tell the listeners what that was about. We did cover this when it happened. There was this report that came on out which claimed that the world's oceans were holding 60% more heat than previously thought. And of course, it was seized on by the global warming people to say, see, the world is warming. The reason you're not feeling it is because the heat is trapped in the ocean. And then another expert took a look at the work and said, you guys made a really huge math error. And now they've had to back off that claim. This is why the peer review process is so important. Because you can have a lot of scientists who are working on things, and the people who are working to support the theory of human-caused global warming, they're very well-funded. So when they're doing their work, they're going through what's called confirmation bias. They're not looking objectively at the data. They're trying to cherry pick the data that gets the result that they want. Anyway, Joe, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to let you go here. We're going to close the phone lines for a little bit because I got a bunch of news to get on out before the Lady Claire gets here. And we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network. And as long as Joe brought up the subject, I do want to go through what is clearly a start to a very heavy winter. And over in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio is getting a lot of heat from all corners because New York was unprepared for this storm. And right now, the city is virtually crippled. And people are saying, why were you telling us the world is getting warmer? Why didn't you say there is this really huge storm coming on in? And apparently over in West Orange, New Jersey, students were forced to sleep in their schools because the buses couldn't take them home. And in the midst of all this, where we have, you know, Houston, Texas getting the earliest snow ever in its history, South Park has been forced to apologize to Al Gore for the Man Bear Pig episodes. And according to some sanctimonious commentary in The Guardian, it's a sign that South Park has finally seen the error of its ways. And it's part of a growing recognition by TV that politically correct snark has no place in this more enlightened, caring, woke, modern world of ours. Again, as we head into yet another hard winter. Here's what's going on. The whole idea of human-caused global warming was that back in the 1990s, the Earth was warming. And somebody said, hey, we can declare this a crisis. We can get everybody all scared up and use it to push our agenda, not to mention make a lot of money. We're all going to be rich. We're going to be famous. And they basically, that's exactly what they did. And if you read my article on ClimateGate down at the very bottom, there is a long list of quotes from these so-called luminaries of the global warming movement where they're actually out there admitting, saying, you know, we're not looking at the raw data. We've got our computer models. And even if we're wrong, we can still do good with this. We can scare people into socialism. We can scare people into reducing their lifestyles. We can scare people into giving us their money. That's what this is really all about. So that's why over the last several years, even as all of the doomsday predictions of a broiling world that were put out have failed miserably, they're still trying to push that. They're hoping that you are so glued into your television sets or the newspapers that you're not actually going to do this little trick of turning your head around and looking out the window and seeing what's actually going on out there. Or that if you do, they're going to say, well, it may be cold where you are, but trust us, it is broiling everywhere else. After all, we're scientists. We wouldn't lie to you. Yeah, scientists lie all the time. Scientists can also just be flat out wrong. Remember epicycles? Good example there. All right, getting on back to the conflict zones. Moscow is saying that the living conditions or the situation in the Syrian Rukban camp, it's a refugee camp in Syria, is hovering at the edge of the World War II concentration camps. And they're saying the whole responsibility for the outrageous humanitarian situation at Rukban rests with the United States as it occupies the territory illegally and it uses the humanitarian problems of the refugee camp to legitimize its military presence in the south of Syria. We believe that the elimination of a 34-mile zone around Al-Tanf, where the U.S. military is located, will result in the closure of the Rukban camp. So, bad things happen in war. Our government is doing nasty, nasty things. Now, normally in a war, of course, the media, the movies, will tell you only good things about your side and how evil and rotten the other side is. Well, we live in a different world right now. where there's peer-to-peer communication. And even if the independent media is shut down, they're not going to be able to stop people from sending emails around or text messages around. People will start to learn how to communicate without using the buzzwords that the scanners are looking for. Remember the code talkers? Those were the Navajo that were used for communications teams in the Pacific during World War II. And more than the fact that the Japanese didn't know the Navajo language, the Navajo used metaphor. They never said, for example, the word tank. It was always turtle. There are 12 turtles coming in. And the Navajo code talker code was never broken. Anyway. Over at the United Nations, Nikki Haley is saying that the U.S. will reject on the U.N. resolution calling on Israel to return the Golan Heights to Syria. Now, this is an annual non-binding resolution that gets voted on every year in the General Assembly, in the third committee. And now they're going to hold a vote in the entire assembly, and the U.S. is going to vote no, which doesn't mean they have a veto, and it's non-binding anyway. But Israel's attitude is, hey, we stole it fair and square. We're going to keep it. And if you don't like it, then you're a dirty, filthy, anti-Semitic, Jew-hating bastard who wants Hitler to come back and gas Jewish babies in the ovens. Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul has secured a vote to proceed to SJ Resolution 65, his resolution of disapproval, to block the sale of offensive weapons and support to Bahrain, a member of the Saudi-led coalition waging this devastating war in Yemen that has killed thousands of innocent civilians and left millions of Yemenis on the edge of famine. So good for Rand Paul on that one here. Now, as you know, about a week ago, there was a major conflict going on between Gaza and Israel. It was still pretty one-sided in Israel's favor. Then Israel declared a ceasefire, which supposedly is the reason that Avigdor Lieberman quit being the defense minister, and one other key minister has also quit now. And Lieberman took his political party out of Netanyahu's coalition, so the coalition may be falling apart. But literally the day after the ceasefire was declared, Israel forces over by the coastline shot and killed an Israeli fisherman for daring to be out there in the ocean. And apparently overnight, Israel has killed another 14 Palestinians. So. And all of this started with an Israeli incursion into Gaza. And then Gaza fought back. So, PCHR Weekly Report on Israeli Human Rights Violations in the Occupied Palestinian Territories. Looks very dry here. Okay. The new Israeli military escalation in the Gaza Strip. Warplanes carried out dozens of airstrikes. This is outdated. Sorry about that. All right, so how is this being covered by the American media? Well, we always know the American media is pro-Israel. And NBC was out there talking about the recent conflict, about how those Palestinians, and of course, NBC doesn't mention Israeli snipers' killing of 220 unarmed Gazan protesters, and they don't mention the fact that Israel provoked this with an incursion into the Gaza territory. Oh, we're NBC, the National Broadcasting Corporation, and we're here to tell you that you will love Israel and you will hate the Palestinians. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And right now the phone lines are closed because I'm trying to get through a lot of news before the Lady Claire comes on here. A little while ago, I was mentioning this story where down in Georgia, Stacey Abrams is refusing to concede, and all of a sudden had gotten something like dozens and dozens of lawyers. And everybody's saying, what's going on here? Well, it's just come on out. Apparently, she wants to go to court to order a complete new election for Georgia's governorship. And I'm sure she's going to be out there saying, we're going to do this election over and over and over again until I win. Oh, and it's now, I don't know what her justification is going to be for asking for a do-over. The fact that she didn't win? The fact that there was obviously fraud involved, mostly on the part of the Democrats? It doesn't matter. The election is unreliable. I want a new, equally unreliable election in my favor here. What a circus it's been. Okay, getting on back to the conflict zones here. Now, former National Intelligence Director James Clapper was a key player in the formulation of the justification for the war on Iraq, meaning he is one of the people who helped dream up this idea of weapons of mass destruction, Saddam's nukes, Saddam has nuclear weapons. He could destroy us all in 45 minutes. Why would he have wanted to do that? Knowing there would have been a retaliation. But anyway, so Clapper admits, yeah, I was part of that. Boy, we fooled you good, didn't we? There, got you over there, got all your kids over there in Iraq and made a mess of the place and lynched Saddam and took control of the oil revenues, and that made it all worthwhile here. And the guy is, you know, still out there. Nothing's happened to him. I think in my view, probably a lot of other people's view, he's a war criminal. But he's also admitted he lied under oath to the Senate about the extent of eavesdropping on Americans by the NSA. Now, we knew he'd done that at the time, but now he's admitting it. Yeah, I lied. Those dumb senators, they're so easy to fool here. And we're the NSA. We're allowed to lie to everybody. So Clapper is now a security analyst for CNN. Good place for him, I think. Over in Ukraine, things are starting to accelerate. As I mentioned over the last couple of days, Ukraine has a serious natural gas shortage because Ukraine has not been paying Russia for natural gas. The winter is starting to settle in hard there as well as here, and people's homes are not being heated. This has led to mass protests and, in some cases, rioting by people who are literally looking at freezing to death over the next 3 months here. So Ukraine is coming up on their elections early next year. The polls are showing Poroshenko is way behind, and that most likely Yulia Tymoshenko will be elected the next president. So now we're looking at this report that's coming out of Fort Rus saying that Poroshenko is already making preparations to flee Ukraine. He's liquidating his assets and getting ready to just basically get on out of Dodge. So there we are. Okay. Mike Pence is out there once again fanning the flames with China, saying the contested South China Sea isn't the domain of any country, challenging Beijing's claims to the resource-rich area, and that's really what it's all about. And so Pence said, the South China Sea doesn't belong to any one nation, and you can be sure the United States will continue to sail and fly wherever international law allows and our national interests demand. That's what they're talking about. Now, those islands definitely represent Chinese sovereign territory. The space in between them, that is, international waters. Underneath all of it, though, is more oil and gas. And I guess it's just cheaper and easier to have a potentially nuclear world war than perhaps start seriously looking for alternatives to oil and gas as a primary energy source. You know, that being seems to be the thinking here. But that's what it's really all about, our national interests. And from now on, I want all of you Rivero's Rangers, when you're in an argument and somebody says, well, you know, they're a threat to our national interests. Okay, list the national interest. What exactly are we talking about here? Well, it's our national interest. Oh, can you be a little clearer? Be more specific. What are we talking about? You know, a new library? Oil? Control of the currency? What are the national interests that justify going into all these conflicts all over the world? Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines as we head on up to the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire. So we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we have a caller on the line, Don in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You're talking about the weather. I've lived most of my life right around here, or a lot of my life, half of my life, in Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri, right around here. We had snow this year in October in Missouri. I couldn't believe it. I was driving down the highway there, and I looked over and said, what is that? That must be, because it's October. We don't get snow in October. This must be some kind of ash or some kind of paper or something. No, it was snow. That was a freakish event, a snowstorm in October, because you don't get them down here in this part of the country. It's different, like in Colorado. It might snow a little bit in any month, even in July, when you're way up in the mountains or something. But here, this was weird.
Well, we're seeing reports from basically all over the country that snow has arrived much earlier than usual. Like I said, yeah. Houston got their first snow the earliest in the year ever since records were being kept. I've got family back in the Midwest area. And they're saying exactly the same thing. They're starting to get snow, and it's never been this early. They're not used to the idea of having to go to Thanksgiving dinner in the snow.
We even got snow also last April. It was snowing here. Because I go to the Philippines in the winter and come back. Usually by April 1st, it's going to be pretty nice weather around here. It snowed in April and it was real cold, too. So there's, I can't figure it out, but it's definitely, we're having a cold year, and it's not just 1 year, it's been a few years. But I wanted to
It's a repeat of the Maunder minimum. And what it is the sun is not constant in its energy output. And there are multiple overlapping solar cycles which affect its energy output. And when they all line up at the bottom, they call it the grand solar minimum. And they've gone back and realized that these always coincide with very extremely cold periods of Earth's climate, like the Little Ice Age during the medieval period. And we're going into another one. And everybody who invested their reputation or their money in human-caused global warming, they're still out there trying to figure some way they can keep people from looking out their windows and realizing what an absolute scam global warming was.
I'd like to I have to look that up. But I wanted to tell another story of this guy, Larry Nichols, on the subject of elections. Larry Nichols, I think the guy's name is, he used to work for the Clintons.
Yes.
He's done, he worked for the Clintons, and he admitted he's done a lot of nefarious activity for them, probably up to and including probably murder. But anyway, back there in the days in Arkansas, he was telling a story. And this guy, he'll tell tall tales. You don't know whether he's telling the truth or he's just making something up or something. He said, they're talking about the Florida elections. He said when he was in Arkansas, his whole attic had boxes and boxes of, the whole attic was filled with ballots, paper ballots. And they came and inspected him, and he said, well, he bought the paper ballots just for insulation for his attic. So anyway, that's just a joke that I'd pass on. Thanks a lot, Mike. Take it easy.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, we've had Larry on our show before, and I don't think paper ballots have a high R factor. All righty, getting on back to the conflict zones here. The United States State Department is now out there saying that Hezbollah is flooding Peru and Bolivia with terrorist assets. Ooh, gosh darn that Hezbollah. We're going to have to turn our attention to South America now. So... So now we're going to be invading countries in South America as part of the war on terror. They're already talking about going into Venezuela, you know, for humanitarian reasons. Those poor Venezuelans, they're suffering so much under that economy. Forgetting, of course, that Venezuela has been a target of U.S. economic warfare for decades. But that's how they sell you a war. They go into a country, they mess things up, they force the government to take draconian actions to stay in control. Then the corporate media says, oh, look, this country is doing draconian things. And we, the moral leaders of the world, we have to go on in and set things to right. Yeah. Now, there was a very interesting article, and this came out of the American Conservative. And it was talking about how Eisenhower, of course, introduced us to the concept of the military-industrial complex. And how it's been evolving over the decades and grabbing more power and influence to itself. And so this article is saying it's time to change its name from the military-industrial complex to the permanent war complex, because that seems to be where we are. We're constantly at war, multiple wars all over the world, which is great for the arms manufacturers and their salesmen, and they're probably having a really good time just traveling all over the world and demonstrating weapons and selling all that stuff. And, of course, it's not very good for the American people, and it's not very good for the people in these countries who are either dealing with these wars or having to do without in order to pay for the weapons. It really is a cancer on the whole planet, this war profiteering. And it is incredibly corrupt. And of course, this new permanent war complex is justifying its enhanced power and control over the country's resources because of threats like Islamic terrorists. And again, we now know the U.S. created this. They fanned up ISIS. They supported ISIS so they could wag ISIS at us and say, ooh, ISIS, big ugly terrorists. I'm sorry, we're going to have to take more of your money to fight off the ugly terrorists here. All right, let's take another phone call from Stephen in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. What's on my mind? Hello. I want to know how you know all this information. You got an opinion about everything. I want to be on the same book you are.
Well, you first of all need to understand I'm an old guy. I've been around this planet for a very long time. And I was born with an insatiable curiosity about everything. Yeah. So when I also had, when I was very young, the great fortune, our little house was literally across the highway from the town library. So if there was nothing on TV, which back then the only station we could get was Channel 9 from Manchester, I'd just walk across and read. And then, of course, I went from there to... The family moved to California, and I was heavily into the sciences, and you know, I got to work for NASA, and I just, you know, I think you should be learning something new every single day of your life, because the day you stop learning is start getting old.
Yes, sir, I believe that. I just wondering how you come about it, because you got an opinion about everything. I mean, anybody calls in, you got an opinion about it. I was just wondering how you come about that. Me, myself, I'd be dumbfounded.
Like I said, self-education has been a big part of my life, and not to belabor the point too much, when I was younger, I was a member of Mensa, which is a polite way of saying I've got a few more marbles up in the skull than your average human being.
Yeah, a lot more than me.
As I used to have. I can feel the effects of age, and especially all of that alcohol over the years and everything. Should have seen me when I was younger.
How old are you?
I'm 66.
You're my father's age. He's about 68. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Earlier, I was saying that Israel must be under a great deal of pressure to not risk having an F-35 shot down, because if an F-35 were to get shot down, that would be the end of the deal. Nobody would want to buy it, because if it is not stealthy, if it can be tracked and shot down, then as a combat aircraft, it's junk. It can be out dogfought by 70s vintage aircraft. And it's underpowered. Most of the systems still don't work, but apparently somebody is still twisting arms somewhere, because apparently Great Britain has signed a multi-billion pound contract that will double the size of its F-35 fleet. And this deal will see Britain owning 35 of the F-35 stealth jets by the end of 2022, and I'll bet right now Putin is just laughing his head off. So, anyway. Somebody finally audited the Pentagon. Ooh, wow. And to nobody's surprise, the Pentagon failed, including the Pentagon itself. The Pentagon admits it never expected to pass this audit. We know money's just gone flying out the doors. We have no idea where it went. But apparently the U.S. Department of Defense spent over $360 million to confirm there are problems in this $2.7 trillion organization. But the Pentagon leadership considers the mere fact that the first ever audit happened, well, hey, that's a great success. At least we got one. We never expected to pass it, but at least we can now say we have had an audit. So all of you you cowards and you peaceniks. Sit down and shut up. One of our callers talked about this earlier on the air, and there is a new report that's come on out by the National Defense Strategy Commission. This is an independent agency whose board is accepted by, rather appointed by the House and Senate Armed Services Committee. And the report concludes that the Defense Department isn't financially or strategically set up to wage two wars at once and could even lose a war against China or Russia individually. Now, obviously, one part of that report is going to be seized on to say, oh, we got to spend more money on that Pentagon here, you know, and the fact that the audit just shows they can't keep track of it. That's no big deal. You know, in wartime, we have to make sacrifices. Do you remember all the way back on September 10th? Donald Rumsfeld got up there at the Pentagon and announced that the Pentagon had mislaid something like $3 trillion. Should have been the military economic scandal of the year, but the next day was 9/11. And lucky Donald Trump, the media had something else to talk about. Okay, we're going to take a phone call from Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Like, you know, do you remember the first Star Wars movie? We see Luke Skywalker blow up the Death Star, you know, with his... Okay. Then in the second movie, I think it was The Return of the Jedi, you see them building a new Death Star. And the things under construction...
Actually, that's Empire Strikes Back.
Okay, Empire Strikes Back. Thank you. I don't know the series, but thanks for the correction. So in that one, we see... This new Death Star under construction. You can see framework. It's clearly not a full sphere. It's not completed. And then we see the scene where the Emperor says to Luke, "And now you will see the power of my fully functional Death Star." Oh yes, yep. I'm afraid. Yeah. Okay. So in other words, it didn't look like much. It didn't seem like much. It probably wasn't supposed to be functional. And then, lo and behold, ta-da, it works. Now, here's the question. Is the Pentagon smart enough to do that with the F-35? Put out a bunch of dysfunction, misinformation about it. This doesn't work. That doesn't work. They need cannon pods. The heads-up display doesn't work. All this. And then all of a sudden, ta-da, lo and behold, fooled you, it works.
Well, let me simply point out that in all of these military procurement programs, none of the weapons that were finally produced lived up to the original expectations, and huge amounts of money were dumped on them to try and get them up to spec. And again, we're not just going on what the Pentagon says the F-35 is doing because the Pentagon thinks the F-35 is just swell. We're going on statements made by outside evaluators, by the countries who have already bought these things. Again, its entire claim to fame is the VTOL capacity on the naval version and the fact that it's supposed to be stealthy. But if one of those were to get shot down, you know, we're not talking about whether it's going to win a war or not. You know, the big payoff for this $1 trillion investment in this aircraft is to sell them all over the world. And if one of these F-35 gets shot down over Syria, it's gone.
Right.
You know, that
right.
deal is gone. People are going to start canceling orders, and right. they would, you know, start going to Russia.
Yeah, the VTOL, we haven't seen that proven much. I mean, God knows how many Harriers nosed into aircraft carrier decks over the years. But who knows how that's going to function. Well,
that is functioning. That has been tested. Now, whether it's got, you know, long-term fatigue problems or anything, we don't know. But I've seen videos of the F-35 doing a vertical landing onto an aircraft carrier.
Now, bear in mind, that was originally built as a fighter bomber, an FB-35. And bombers aren't expected to have the same nimbleness in combat as actual air superiority fighters. That's why they're always showed in conjunction, you know, with F-22s, the Raptors, And one time I saw a propaganda piece, like an amazing CGI little movie about, you know, the FB-35 and the F-22 working together to take on this enemy. And it made it look like, oh my gosh, together, these guys, you know, these are like ham and cheese. They go together and they work great and it's all super.
Yeah.
But obviously that's not quite the way it works. My favorite military equipment faux pas of all time was the Abrams tank when it was the XM-1, and they brought it out for a press conference, a press release, to show it off to the press, and the thing would only go backwards.
Yeah, Glenn, need to let you go here. And again, you got to catch that movie, The Pentagon Wars. So we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm going to go ahead and close the phone lines again because I got a lot to get through. Lady Claire's coming on up here. So the phone lines are closed. Getting on back to the conflict zones here. Apparently, over in Mali, two Navy SEALs and two Marine Raiders are facing murder charges in the 2017 death of U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar. And the SEALs and Marines are all charged with murder and obstructing justice in this death that took place June 4th, 2017. Apparently, they broke into this guy's room. They tied him up with duct tape. He died in the process. Then they lied to investigators. Kind of a little bit out there here. Meanwhile, apparently, there was another incident near Mosul where a Navy SEAL allegedly stabbed a wounded ISIS fighter to death and is also accused of shooting two non-combatants, one of them a woman, posing for photos with and holding reenlistment ceremony next to a human corpse and using and possessing controlled substances. Well, I mean, that would certainly explain the behavior. But I remember there was a big issue in the post-Vietnam years where a lot of the veterans had come back from Vietnam and were engaging in acts of senseless violence. And this was all before the age of prescription antidepressants. And the finger was being pointed just at the way they were being trained, because you need to understand the difficulty that is involved in creating an army. You're taking a bunch of kids who have grown up for 18 years being taught right from wrong and not to kill, not to steal, be respectful of other people. And then in a matter of mere months, you have to somehow change their brains where, yeah, it's okay to walk into this other village and shoot people and kick down the door and take stuff. And when they come back from the war zone, they bring that attitude back with them. There's no reverse boot camp when these soldiers come on back from the war zone to sort of undo the damage and say, you can go back to that mindset of thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not BS. And, you know, it's an issue. What the whole process of putting these kids through training in a war is doing to them. Now, some people make it through just fine. I know a lot of veterans who are leading really good lives right now. Successful, happy families. But there certainly are a lot of veterans who aren't able to make it back here in the real world. That's where we get these homeless and hungry veterans. So before we get all ready to wave our flags and say, yes, let's go off into Iran, you might want to think about what this stuff is doing to the people who have to fight the wars. And by the way, the Trump administration is getting ready to declare Iran in breach of the chemical weapons ban. Get ready for a chemical weapon false flag to be blamed on Tehran. We've got to take a break for station identification. When we come on back, the lovely Lady Claire will be with us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.